Phil Collins, a groovy kind of love. This is Graham Torrington on a Sunday night, 0500 70 80 90, on a very difficult day like today. What do you say? Well, it's your choice and your chance to say it now. The love affair, the people's princess, finally came to an end this morning. A lot of people have said a lot of things today, and here at the radio station, our production people are being put together some bits and pieces, and throughout tonight's show, we'll sort of echo some of their thoughts, and your thoughts also. How do you feel? 0500 70 80 90.
A light has gone out of our lives, the lives of the nation, and that's a matter of most appalling sadness.
Finally, the one consolation is that Diana is now in a place where no human being can ever touch her again. I pray that she rests in peace.
She was a unique public figure. She did a great deal of good in the world, but also she was a very lively and attractive figure, and people personally identified with her.
My heart goes out to the families of the others killed in this incident. Above all, my thoughts are with William and Harry, and with my mother and two sisters, who are showing tremendous bravery in the face of senseless tragedy. Is that Diana is now in a place where no human being can ever touch her again. I pray that she rests in peace.
Leicester Sound, 105.4 FM.
True Colours. It's Graham Torrington on a Sunday evening. I actually might break down myself tonight, and I'm not being over the top when I say that. I was watching the TV this afternoon, and just watching those pictures. I'm sure each one of us today has felt just like shedding a tear. And well, if you want to do it now, all right? Because I actually might join you as well. 0500 70 80 90, 0500 70 80 90. You've heard what the rich and famous and the politicians have had to say today. It's your turn. She was your princess, the people's princess. I want to hear from you, all right? Hello, who's this?
It's Shane.
It's Shane. Your thoughts, then, your feelings.
Right. What it is, I've actually got a eulogy to the Princess of Wales.
Mm-hmm.
And if I may read it out to you...
Jeffrey, go on.
I hope it's the feelings of everybody. Called O Diana, what have they done to you? From the day we were introduced, we all fell in love. We gained a prince, and we gained a princess. From that day, your fate was sealed. We watched you grow from shyness to a woman of confidence. You gave a lot of people happiness. A gift of two handsome princes, Harry and Wales, in the short time that you were with us. And now, there's only sadness. It's our loss. Heaven's gain. Sleep long and peacefully. Shame.
Today was the day the people's princess was taken away from us. I want to hear what you have to say, right? Your feelings. We've heard what everybody else has had to say, but it's your chance now, right? 0500 70 80 90. 0500 70 80 90 gets you through to me, Graham Torrington. Hello, who's this?
It's Kate.
How do you feel, Kate?
I'm devastated. It's such a shock. And I'd just like to say that she was a wonderful, wonderful woman. And when Sinead sang, it was just nothing compared to her, did it, really? She was just the person that everybody loved.
Can I just ask you how you've been feeling today? I mean, presumably you heard the news. What time this morning?
I switched the telly on at 9 o'clock this morning,
right.
And I just ran to Mum and Dad saying, oh God, Diane is dead.
Mm.
And my dad thought that I'd had a nightmare.
Mm.
And my mum said, quick, put the telly on, put the telly on. Mm. It was real, we just couldn't believe it.
So, you've been in a state of shock all day?
Yes, I've had to work this afternoon as well, and I've barely been able to hold back the tears.
Are you angry at all?
No, well, I'd like to work in the media, but today it's just shocked me, and I've got some bad feelings towards those paparazzi.
Yeah, well, today is not the day really to be discussing that. We're sort of reflecting and remembering Diana. It's her day for us to remember,
yeah.
Isn't it?
I think it should be a celebration, though, as well, of everything that she's done.
She's a great lady, isn't she?
She certainly is.
Mm. Thanks for your call, Katie.
Okay, thanks, Graham.
Air Supply, All Out of Love. It's Graham Torrington on a Sunday evening. If you'd like to get through, or just pick up the phone right now. Listen, everybody's not going to get through tonight, it's obvious, okay? But whatever, your thoughts are with us, and I'm sure by the people who are getting through on the telephones tonight, they're at least getting over some of the message that you'd like to be putting forward as well tonight on the radio, right? If you'd like to, just pick up the phone, give me a call, all right? It's very difficult for me to sit here and talk about things because I feel exactly the same as you, so you say, all right? Hello, who's this?
Oh, it's Yvonne Weston.
Hi, Yvonne.
Hello. I'd just like to tell you that we were in Blackpool for the Illuminations.
Right.
And we went to see the Illuminations, obviously, and the tower. And
right.
It wasn't lit up, so we were really cheesed off.
Yeah.
And we thought this morning, we said to my son, Graham, we said, don't wake us up until 9 o'clock because we'd had a really late night. And he woke us up at 8 o'clock in the morning. He said, I've got to tell you that Princess Diana's dead. And we said, no,
you didn't believe it, did you?
No. I said, no way. You know, this isn't true. So we turned the radio on. And don't get me wrong. I mean, we're not real great royalists. But, I mean, anybody who that professes, you know, to... I mean, they've got to be hard-nosed not to be shook by this sort of thing.
Mm.
And so it was raining. And we just came home. Because it just spoiled the whole thing. And it was terrible.
Did you notice when you're driving along that everybody on the road just seemed to be, like, in somber mood?
Really slow.
The traffic was moving very, very slowly
today,
wasn't it?
Very slow, absolutely. Down the M6 all the way. Nobody was doing more than 60 miles an hour.
And you just saw, like, people's faces. They were
absolutely.
Just like, looking,
yep.
Staring.
Yeah, and I handed the keys into the guy on the campsite, and he was really fed up. Everybody was just so cheesed off.
Mm.
And we just came home. And I said, blimmin' heck. I mean, we got some pork chops left over from the weekend because we had a barbecue yesterday.
Yeah.
And we just cooked them tonight. And I said, crikey, I can't believe this. I mean, she's never going to be able to even cook a pork chop again. It's terrible. Absolutely awful. I mean, we're not rich. And Tony Blair just summed it up. He said, well, she's a human being. And that's right. We're all human beings. We're mere mortals. And that's what's so frightening.
Thanks for your feelings.
Okay.
Cheers, Bob.
Bye.